Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I thought you'd make a good interview today because you've been working on the preliminary forecast for 2017 and beyond, and I want to go through some of those numbers. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk briefly about this May issue, Floor Focus. You work with us very closely, and just a quick headline for those people that haven't gotten into the details. When we look at 16 of the total flooring market, and by the way, when we look at this versus some of the other companies, we don't put stone in it, and we only talk about floor ceramic tiles, so that changes the numbers in comparison to others. But we've got the market growing in 16 over 15 overall, 3.1%. That's got carpet down 1.9%. That's got hardwood up about 5%. That's got resilient up, and by the way, resilient passed ceramic and total market value from a dollar perspective. It's got resilient up 15%, and the subset of that, LVT and all of its WPC cousins, up 32%. And ceramic, which most people know is well tracked by the Tile Council of North America, was up 5.7%, rugs up 2.5%, and laminate about flat. So those are the 16 numbers versus 15. And now you've got a forecast for 17, and a reminder, we just said 16 was up 3.1. Your premise is that we're going to see about a 5% growth in total dollar value in 17, right?
That's correct, Kemp. Not to be Captain Obvious here, but we're going to see LVT continue its trend. We're going to see building starts continue to rise, and a lot of these products are riding the wave of just the consumer's love for hardwood flooring, or hardwood looks, I should say. And when they can't afford hardwood, they back down to LVT as an excellent substitute. In the past, they've backed down to laminate flooring, but now it seems that LVT has a higher desirability with the consumer. And even ceramic is now introducing wood looks into their lines. That look just keeps pushing forward into the consumer market and as well into the commercial market.
You know, as an economist, Santo, you always preface some of these growth rates with the growth of the country. You know, GDP in 16 averaged, I believe, around 2%. For the industry to be up 3.1 on national economic growth of 2%, it's not something to sneeze at. For us to see 5% in 17, and yet we don't know what the economy is going to do. What's your call on just the overall economy for 17?
Well, I think that you're going to see housing starts continue to push up back towards its traditional rates. Mm-hmm. And that drives a lot of the market growth. But you have consumers with pent-up demand. On the other side, too, you have commercial lagging a little bit, and that's going to kick in towards 2018. As housing starts grow and if housing affordability continues to be acceptable, you're going to see apartments and multifamily housing upgrade their facilities to attract renters and condo people. And, you know, all that's going to push the economy forward. And it's also pent-up demand. Mm-hmm. We've been through, you know, 6 years at least of slow growth, and people have been hunkering down for a long time. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see optimism out there in the country. All of this leads to flooring sales being a little stronger than the economy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as we take a look at this and we start looking at the balance of residential to commercial, in the last couple of years, you're saying the commercial market has been softer than overall growth. In other words, we just said it was 3.1%. So that was being driven mostly by your numbers on the residential side, with commercial being slow growth. You're calling for slow growth in commercial for the remainder of this year, and then in 18, you're going to see it pick back up. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, towards the end of this year, early next year, we're going to start to see a pickup in commercial construction and commercial rehab.
What are your observations on floor and decor? Weren't you telling me that their dollar revenue surpassed Lumber Liquidators this year?
Yeah, they just eked past them. They're now the largest floor covering specialty store chain in the United States. Mm. Floor and decor just published some numbers prior to an IPO they're planning to do, and the numbers in there were quite impressive. And so we're able to get a good look at where they are right now. And they just, in 2016, eked past Lumber Liquidators, who are coming out their own downturn because of some problems they've had.
Mm-hmm. And what about the balance between what's sold through the home center in the replacement category versus what's sold at the independents? How's that looking?
It's still moving slightly towards the home centers, but these big box stores are starting to put up some pressure and some gains for the floor covering specialty store. And it's going to be harder and harder to measure that because these big box stores are more like home centers than they are flooring specialty stores per se. Mm-hmm. They're not the mom and pop corner flooring store we're used to.
One of the trends we've been watching has been this free install that started with Home Depot last year and then picked up, Lowe's got involved early this year, and they're telling us in their first quarter results that floor covering is a big growth area. Many of us in the industry thought this was going to be a flash in the pan because of a promotion, but it's continuing to sustain, so it's going to be interesting to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, Home Depot, in their last financial report, indicated double-digit comp store growth in the floor covering area, which made it one of their strongest departments. Yeah, they're not going away. They're a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah. So this forecast we've been talking about in this interview is going to be part of the U.S. Floor Report. When does that come out? It's in June, isn't it?
June, yes.
Well, Santos, good to talk to you, and interesting to see where you think the business is going. Again, been talking to Santo Tresivia, an economist with Market Insights, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.